Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and boy, is it good to be back. Man, been gone for a while, 10 whole days, which doesn't seem like a bit long time to most people. But man, it's a long time for doing the show. I tell you, I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that at all. I want to thank everybody who sent all the birthday wishes and everything. We were at Disney World, one of my favorite places. Had a bang-up fun time there. And we're back now. Been back back to work and all of that, knocking paintings out and all that. I'm not doing that tonight, though, because tonight we've got a heck of a good show. We've got Kat McCreary on the line with us. She's a blues, rock, and pop singer-songwriter based out of Atlanta, GA. How are you, Kat?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very, very well. I'm having I'm enjoying it. Last night was Halloween. Did you go out? Did you do stuff? Did you get dressed up and all that?
I went out this weekend, yes, with my friends for Halloween. It was super fun.
Awesome. Yeah, we went out on Saturday night and went to a club. And as many of the longtime listeners know, I'm old, Kat. I used to do a lot of night clubbing back in the day. I say I'm a retired club rat. So anyway, we went out and I, dressed up like a Frankenstein creature, and
nice.
I had these big, I don't know if you've ever seen people in these. I had these big goth like Frankenstein boots. They're like on a big giant platform. So,
right.
We had a great time and all this and that. And I'm walking back to the car. I leave the club and, just being Mr. Cool, totally wiped out in these boots in front of the club.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Blew out my knee, twisted an ankle. So my girlfriend last night, when a bunch of people were going clubbing again for Halloween, I couldn't make it, man. I had to hobble around here and pass out candy. It was just sad.
Hey, nothing wrong with passing out candy. You get to eat the candy yourself.
That's true. As a matter of fact, that's what I did today all day long. I ate what
was left.
Not
going to lie, me too.
Oh, man. Yeah, outstanding. So, Kat, you've been performing. It says, I'm looking at my show notes here, and it says that you started releasing your singles and stuff in 2012, right?
Yes.
Awesome. I don't know what that was, folks. I think an angel just got its wings. I'm kidding. No, I think I dropped something here. I don't even know what it was. But 2012. Now, that's not that long ago, although this is 2016, I keep forgetting.
Right.
Heck, man, I think it's still 2000 sometimes, I'm old.
I know. Time goes by quickly.
Now, speaking of old, it says that a lot of people say your vocals have a distinct tone, it says here in my show notes, and an old soul. I don't know if it's old soul in it. Yeah, it's just cool, man. It's cool.
Thank you so much.
Now, were you just a wild gal? You've seen a lot? What? Where did this come from, would you say?
I'd say, from growing up listening to various artists like Aretha Franklin and Diana Ross and other artists that influenced me, I guess, through listening to them from what my mom listened to and even some things my brothers listened to. And then I got into high school and I started singing in the jazz band. So I was influenced by some of the greats like Nina Simone
Wow.
and Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. And so I think it's just a collection of the greats from a while back and then newer people like Amy Winehouse and other artists like that, that just kind of mixed together, thankfully.
Got you going. Kat, you
right.
just made my day, man. You just made my day. I tell you, in these modern times, I click on the news, and I'm at that age where I you know, I'm not too much of a creep yet, but you know, where you're going, oh man, this world's just going to hell in a handbasket. But it makes me feel good that high school students, number one, know who Nina Simone is and Sarah Vaughan and whatnot, and are into them, man. That makes me happy, happy, happy. That
makes me
thing.
Happy too.
That's awesome. So were you always a vocalist, I should say? I mean, that's a pretty tough instrument to play, meaning, I mean, you kind of really have to know what you're doing, you know, to be good. Was that always your gig, doing vocals?
You know, actually, I did not start off on vocals. I started off on piano when I was 5 and a half.
Okay.
And
wow.
Then the next thing was drums, so like percussion.
Wow.
And then I started singing in the Georgia Youth Choir in Athens, Georgia, when I was, I think, 8 or 9. And
nice.
The choir was really the first time I started singing, but my vocals were not my first instrument.
I gotcha. Well, you know, I just learned a couple of things. I did not realize you grew up in the Athens area there.
Yes, I did.
Nice. Athens is one of those areas, and I've said this before on the show, not to sound all weird and California or New Agey or anything, but there's certain cities in the U.S., and, you know, I've been around, and I've seen this firsthand. I think, you know, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, Athens, GA, they must lay on ley lines or something. There just seems to be a real hotbed of, you know, creativity and people that come out of there.
Right.
You get a lot of really creative folks. That's cool, man.
Right.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise
it
me.
It is a really cool scene. Yeah, it's a really cool scene. There's so many distinctively creative people. You know, everyone is completely different and individualized from each other. So it was a really great area to grow up in.
Yeah, absolutely. Greensboro, North Carolina, another one. And you know, you just don't always think of some of these places. It's interesting,
right.
Very interesting. So you you did. Oh, and you mentioned also you have a brother. Just one sibling or other siblings?
I have
as
two.
Well?
Two brothers.
Wow. Older, younger?
They're older. I am the youngest of three, and I am the only girl.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, boys are afraid to come a-calling, I imagine. That's cool. No, were they musicians as well?
One of my old brothers was, yes. He is a guitarist, an incredible guitarist, and he also started on piano.
Nice. So you kind of grew up in a musical, or at least musical-accepting home, I should say. So that was part of it, huh?
Yes,
cool.
Musical town, musical home, very accepting.
Well, that's good, and that's important. Any you know, listeners, if any of you you know, have little ones or are going to be having little ones and whatnot, very important to you know, you got to listen to them bang that piano and those drums and stuff.
Oh,
you
just
got to do it. It's part of it, you know.
Yes, I would definitely recommend that.
Absolutely. Or drive them to dance class or whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do.
Right.
That's cool. So after high school, you said, well, you know, Athens is nice and all, but it's weird. So I'm out of here. I got to go to Atlanta and, you know, make my fame and fortune. How did that come about? Or did you go to school or what was the story there?
I went to Atlanta for high school, actually. And I went to a high school that I was fortunate enough to have a great jazz program, which was really incredible, which introduced me to other sides of instruments like piano and vibraphone and drum set and vocals that I hadn't really experienced before from the classical aspect. So that was incredible. And then I actually moved to Nashville. I'm in Nashville now. I love Atlanta.
Oh, sorry.
But
I keep talking about Atlanta.
No, you're good. You're good.
Shows how
I love
good
Atlanta.
My show notes are here, folks.
I can talk about Atlanta all day.
Oh, me too. But that Buckhead area, oh, my God. No. Let's talk about the hipsters in East Nashville. I'm kidding. We don't have to get into that. We love them, though. Makes
love
Nashville
them.
Interesting. Nashville's a fun town. You know, Nashville, it's interesting. A lot of people who haven't been to Nashville, at least recently, or if at all, they always have this preconceived notion of Nashville as being kind of, you know, real twangy and,
right.
You know, and you get there and you're like, am I in Neo Tokyo? Is this an anime I've walked in? I mean, it's very cosmopolitan, but at the same time, it's still, everybody kind of knows everybody. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah,
people
it's,
I know.
It's really, yeah, it's very, very incredible here. I've been coming back and forth since I started high school, and it's incredible to see the development in different areas of Nashville, and you're always finding new things. Like, that's why it's so similar to Atlanta in that way, that you're never going to get tired of it because there's always a different opportunity or a new band or a new restaurant or shop or something, and it's just always
right.
developing, even though the difference here is that it's a lot smaller than Atlanta. But so everyone knows each other. It seems like,
right.
Every time I meet someone new, I'm like, do you know so-and-so? And they're like, oh, not sure. And then I say someone else and they're like, oh yeah, we've been friends since I was in pre-K or whatever. And it's just so incredible how many people know each other.
That's cool. Well, it was big week in Nashville this week, folks. No, are you down in the thick of it there? CMA and all that happening Wednesday, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
All week long, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, the CMAs are obviously very huge here. I am not a part of it, but I was here for CMA Fest this summer, not actually participating, but I was downtown when all the activities were going on. Great energy, and there's just incredible bands everywhere playing. So it's really awesome to be in a town that supports things like that.
Yeah, very, very cool. Well, I love your music. We've got four tracks we're going to be playing tonight. And, man, I'm a big fan of your music. So you got to Nashville and you blew into town and you said, okay, here I am. And everything just kind of fell into you. No, I'm kidding, of course. worked pretty hard at getting all this stuff. Now, you the singles we have, these are off your new album or your debut album? Man, my notes stink tonight. What is the deal here?
I mostly have singles out right now, but
you're doing some
more material that I'm working on for hopefully 2017. So very excited.
Well, I tell you, a lot of people go the single route. And, you know, it's interesting because the old fogies like me, you know, we were so used to albums all the time and EPs, you know, you get into all that. And then the music business changed, you know, people like Prince and everybody
right.
started saying, you know, hey, I can release singles and make money, you know, doing it this
right.
way instead of having to spend $50,000 on an album or something, you know.
Right.
And I think that's a very smart way to do it. Very smart way to do it. Especially
yes,
for indie artists.
Definitely.
You
know? Right.
It's just phenomenal. I'm a big, big fan of your music. Let's play we've got four tracks here. Let's play one so people know what we're talking about. We've got
sounds good.
Home, How Good Night Used to Be, One of a Kind, and String of Lies. What do you think we should play first for everybody?
Let's go with String of Lies.
Outstanding. Here it is, folks. This is Kat McCreary, String of Lies. Check it out.
Me going, I follow your road till I hit the dead end. I sat there guessing every day how you feel till you hopped to your Camaro. Then I knew your deal. Thank you.
to Kat McCreary. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. Kat McCreary, that was String of Lies. Wow, what a track, Kat. What a track.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, folks, again, I just want to say at the beginning of the show, Kat was based out of Atlanta because I'm a nitwit, and I was wrong on that. She's out of Nashville. Nashville,
yes.
Music City.
Yes, it is. Music City.
Tell us about String of Lies. How did how did that come about? Hopefully that wasn't about somebody you know.
She's
no, like, it was.
You know, I mean, everyone
He's
has
a creep.
Their difficult times throughout their life, and
right.
I wrote that in high school and took, several different bad scenarios that you get into as a high schooler with dating and even with friendships that you face where they're caught up in not to be punny, but a string of lies. They're wrapped up in a string of lies because they keep lying about things. And so that was my inspiration from just all different perspectives of life, different people you meet that you think you might know, but in the end, you don't know them as well as you thought you did.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that's crazy about that time, you know, is, you have no experience, and I'm not putting anybody, we got a lot of youngsters that listen to the show, and
of course.
Guys keep doing your thing, making your parents nervous and angry. That's what you're supposed to be doing. No, but when you're that age, everything seems so important, such and such was talking to blah, blah, and it seems like such a ginormous deal. And, when you get a little older, you're like, well, that didn't mean anything. There's obviously much more important things, talking about politics on Facebook. I'm kidding, folks. It's the same thing. It just doesn't matter. It seems at the time, because you don't have anything to compare it to. What I mean?
Yeah, you're in a completely different world when you're growing up, and things that are right in your face and so important socially at the time are a big deal because it's your own little world developing before you're in the real world. So it's a huge deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But at the same time, that being said, if you are a youngster listening to the show, don't be somebody that somebody's going to write a song about called String of Lies, you know?
Right.
Just be cool. How about that, you know?
Think about the future. Think about the songwriter that you're about to date.
Exactly. And if her name's Taylor Swift or Kat McCreary, wrong. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm teasing. Oh, man. So that's cool. Hey, you know, we missed when we were talking about the run-up in the first segment there of you. This is pre-Nashville now. We're going back, folks. We're flipping around here. I just wanted to mention there's a whole list of awards you got, and it's just, I mean, look at these accolades. It's just really, really good. You got to tell me about the Disney Outstanding Vocalist. What was that about? How did that come about?
Right.
What's the story there?
So my high school I went to that I told you had an incredible jazz program, I was the singer of the jazz band for all 4 years of high school. And
nice.
The band, the like classical band and the jazz band would travel down to Disney every other year. And Disney also has a jazz section of the competition. It's like a national competition for different bands, some from California, some from Florida, some from Georgia, just different parts of the United States. And we entered our jazz band into the competition, and I was lucky enough to get to sing on one of the songs, because a lot of jazz competitions anymore don't really have singers sing. So I was really excited, and we played Feeling Good, and it was so much fun. And so I ended up getting an Outstanding Vocalist Award or Soloist Award, thanks to my band director and Disney, and it was just an incredible moment.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, that's great. And that's only one of the many accolades, folks, which these are listed also. And we have to mention, Kat has a very, very hard website to find. I apologize in advance for this. No, I'm kidding, folks. It's the easiest one in the world. KatMcCreary.com. You know, we have a link up to it. But yeah, or if you can't, you know, if that's just too much for you, folks, go to Google and put in Kat McCreary, and it's the first thing that pops up right at the top there. Right at the top. And it's a great website, too.
Thank you.
I always make this joke. I had to think of a new one, but it's so true. You know, I like, because again, I'm an old man, I like a website that's easy for me to find stuff on.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if it's an age thing. I have all these weirdo artsy-fartsy friends. And man, they make these crazy websites that I can't get around. You know, I'm like, I needed to find your music. And they're like, well, there was a tree with a monkey in it. Did you give the monkey a banana? That will open up the music.
Right.
I can't do all that, man. I can't remember all
right.
that.
It's definitely important
your
to
website is
make
great.
Sure it's accessible. Right. Yeah. Thank you. It's important to make it accessible, you know, because people are so busy now with just so many different things going on that, if they want to see something, you know, I don't think they're going to want to click on a different page every 5 seconds to try and find something.
Right.
So, yeah. So
absolutely.
It was definitely a process in creating that. Yeah.
Well, it's great. And folks, if you click on the About page, there's all these listed, all these accolades, the National Young Arts Merit Awards. I mean, just all kinds of stuff, you know, on here. And, very, very cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, you went to Interlochen Performing Arts up in Michigan? Did you
I did.
Do something
I went
with them?
There for yes, I went there for a songwriting camp.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
For those who don't know,
loved
I grew up in Metro Detroit, but if you're from the Mitten State or anywhere around there, man. Michigan, I'm talking about, folks. You hold your hand up. It looks like a mitten. so does this. But yeah, if you're from Michigan, Interlochen is the pinky out artsy fartsy for performing arts, folks. That's the place to be, man.
It's
that is
beautiful up there.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. And you got to know your stuff to go to Interlochen. You can't just be a slob off the street, you know.
It was definitely very interesting. Yeah.
Nice, nice. Now let's play another track here. Now we've got How Good Night Used to Be, One of a Kind, or Home. What should we play next, do you think, Kat?
Let's play Home. Change it up a little bit.
Sounds good. Here it is, folks. This is Kat McCreary, Home.
Of your glasses that I threw at you last night. In the darkness of the room, it reminds me of you. It's simply always blue.
Listening to Kat McCreary. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music.
Folks. Thank
Kat you. McCreary, that was Home. Man, what a good track. Woo, I love
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, outstanding. Outstanding. Very, very cool. Wow. So these are all available, folks. If you go to Kat's website, these are all available wherever you buy digital music. These are out on, you know, all the various Amazon Play, Spotify, Instagram, or not Instagram. What am I saying? What's the iTunes? There we go.
iTunes.
Kat, I've been off for 10 days. Can you tell? Man, I don't even know what I'm talking about here.
Oh, woo. No, you're good. You're good.
I'm faking it real well, I guess. man, I forgot iTunes, folks, on a music show. Can you believe it? Now, is that where they should be buying these, or should they? Do you have these available directly on your website? I'm looking around. I don't see it. No, they need to go there to get them, don't they?
Yeah, they're on iTunes, Amazon, streaming on Spotify. They're on most of the distribution companies, and there are some links on my website, but I think a lot of those are just to listen to them so you can tell if you want to buy them or not.
Right, right. I got it. Now, also on the homepage of Kat's website is something. We've been playing this video, and I have it on my website as well. It's just a great track. We're not. It's one of the ones we won't be doing tonight because we wanted to play some other stuff. Is A Better World. And tell us a little bit about that. That was with Habitat for Humanity, right?
Yeah.
You do a lot of charity stuff. This happens to one of them.
I really do love helping people, and Habitat for Humanity is a huge thing in Atlanta, and it was something that I participated in as a student, going and building houses for people that, you know, aren't as fortunate as some others to have a house and a stable place to live with their families. And so I wrote this song because I think it's a big issue in our country with poverty, and it's definitely important to advocate for issues like that. And so I just thought it would be great to write a song and make a video and see if Habitat in Atlanta was on board with it. And so we kind of, you know, I got together with them, I showed them what I had, and they were like, great, like, this sounds awesome. And yeah, so that's what it's about.
No, that's outstanding. And folks, there's a picture of a little house here, and right next to it, in big letters, it says "Donate to Habitat for Humanity." So, you know, click on that. Why not?
Yeah.
It's that time
definitely.
Of year, and
yes,
especially needed this time of year. Needed all the time, but if you got a couple extra bucks, you know what? It's one less drink out at the club, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do something good with that money.
Right.
Sharing
is caring.
Or any of the millionaires listening, it's one less car to buy. Just donate, you know, that money to that. How about that? Or I don't know. You could go to my website and buy a painting. Oh, my God. No, I'm kidding. Give the heck out. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more. Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. If you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented, well, no worries. Harperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's R-O-X-X for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Let me ask you now, that's awesome. That is outstanding. And
thank you.
One of the things, folks, if you're broke as a joke, well, you know, you can still help. Share. Hit that share button, man. Maybe some of your friends aren't that broke.
Right.
You know? Help out. That's cool.
Definitely.
I like the video. Are you
thank you.
Are you a big fan of doing videos, or are they
yeah,
a teen, or
no,
you like doing
I
them?
Really enjoy it. I think it's really awesome. I was into photography when I was in middle school, and I'm
mm-hmm.
not so much anymore because I've taken a different path, but I think that, you know, being able to be artistic with a video and add music to it and, you know, figure out different outfits to wear and different scenes and, you know, working with other people from different aspects of the entertainment industry also is just enlightening
right.
and it's fun. And it's always great to be able to collaborate with people that can do things that you can't do, and learn from
right.
them. I just love learning also just from, you know, different photographers or videographers, like their perspective of things is so much different than, you know, my perspective or even your perspective or anyone else. And then their vision is just always so interesting to hear what they're thinking when they hear a line from my song compared to someone else. So it's really awesome.
Nice. And also folks, while you're on Kat's, website there, to the left of the Habitat for Humanity and a Better World video is her new merch, all kinds of cool shirts and whatnot. You won't find anywhere else.
Yes.
Very, very cool stuff. So
thank
click
you.
Click and buy, you know. Great Christmas gifts, and there you go. Good
right,
stuff.
Thank you.
Man, Kat, I hear your dogs. How many dogs do you have? One excited
yeah, I have
or
two dogs.
Couple.
I'm so sorry.
Two,
I have
all
two
right.
dogs.
No,
very,
no, it's
very
great.
Energetic dogs.
Now, are you one of those new Nashville gals? Is it a purse dog? Do you carry it around in your purse?
Oh,
or
no, they are not big dogs, but they are not tiny dogs. And they are very energetic for their size, to say the least.
Gotcha. Now, are they Heinz 57 dogs or a particular breed?
Oh, well, one of them is a Dachshund Beagle mix. She was my first dog, and then we got a Rat Terrier as our second dog.
There you go. There you go. Very nice.
Love that.
That's cool. Now, I've heard the dachshunds tend to chew a little bit. Are all your shoes okay? That's the big question.
Yes. She is the sweetest dog. I think maybe it's the beagle in her, but she's super, she's calmer than the rat terrier. She doesn't really chew on anything. She acts like a little person, really. I mean, she thinks she's a human being. So she definitely has her own mind, her own thoughts. She's very stubborn. Everything is on her time, basically.
I have a cat just like that. We have a couple cats. And I have a cat. My girlfriend has a cat. My cat's she's like a little prissy gal, Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. I have a cat.
Very,
too.
Just a very, pretty cat.
Independent.
She knows it. Very independent.
Yeah. Independent.
Danny,
woman.
My girlfriend.
That's what my cat is.
Oh, my gosh. We love him. I love him to death. He's if he was a person, he probably would have went to art school, I'm saying, or dance school or something. But we love him anyway. He's very modern and all of that.
Yeah. They're definitely elegant. That's for sure. And they know it.
Outstanding. Well, I think it's cool, and I'm a big animal person. I think, and again, I'm going to sound California, new age. I just think animals have a certain energy and at least, mine
they
tend
do.
To calm me down. I kind of like
me
that.
Too. Yeah. I love coming home and seeing my dogs at the end of the day. That's one of the best parts of coming home is being able to see them. They're always excited to see me. So it's incredible. I think animals are miracle workers. That is for sure.
They really are. That's very, very cool. Well, on that note, folks, we're going to play another track. We've played Home so far, String of Lies, and now we've got One of a Kind and How Good Night Used to Be. What should we play next, Kat?
Let's do One of a Kind.
One of a Kind. Here it is, Kat McCreary.
Take a break. Well, that's a big mistake. You want to throw it away when I've always stayed. You say you want
to
be.
You're listening to Kat McCreary. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music.
Thank you. I'm one of a kind you'll never find. A girl like me, you're gonna face that you can't replace.
And we're back, folks. And we're back. What a track. What a track. Another good track. Another good track.
Thank
that was one
you.
Of a kind. Cat McCreary. I'm loving your voice. I'm loving the music on these. Now,
thank you so much.
Are these, these are singles and whatnot. I know you're working on some new stuff that'll be coming out soon and all of that. I hate this question in an interview, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Regarding your process, your songwriting process, man, that's such a pretentious question, but is your songwriting, do these take a while to do? I mean, I'm a painter by trade, so sometimes when I paint, the painting just comes real quick. I mean, I always have a plan,
right.
I always know what I'm doing, but sometimes it fights me, and it's like, oh, man, and then sometimes it just comes real quick. With your songwriting,
right.
How is it different for everyone, or do you pretty much have it down?
It's definitely different for everyone, and because everyone's an individual, and it's different day to day because different factors, what's going on. But I think everyone goes through writer's block sometimes, and that's frustrating. But usually, when I have an idea or I have a melody. Or I hear something that inspires me in another song or in a book or even TV shows, I write it down. And then when I have a moment to start writing, if it really inspires me, it comes out, in a melody. And then I find lyrics that I like, or there'll be lyrics in my head that I just can't get out of my head, which I think is a sign that I need to do something with them, And so I think it's all about how you're feeling in the moment. And, thankfully for me, I enjoy writing and I have those moments, and I continue to have those moments where there's just something I really want to write about.
Outstanding. Now, let me ask you, do you write for music first, like a lot of pop singers do, or are you a lyricist first? If that's the word I'm looking for.
I usually will have a melody or get some chords down first, or if I have like a line stuck in my head, I'll take that melody and the line and I'll say, what chords fit under this and what goes well with this. And then I'll form my ideas, for the rest of the song.
Outstanding. And folks, like we mentioned before, Kat's new album of techno trance remixes. I'm kidding. I'm joking around. But you never say never. You never know. Who would have thought?
Who knows in this world?
That's right. I remember 10 years ago when Sarah McLachlan came out with an album of trance remix. I'm like, what? How did that? I mean, it went from like elevator music to no, nothing against Sarah. Don't send me emails, people. I bought that album. I paid my dues and then listened to it too. No, I had a girlfriend that had it. There's the truth. Anyway, this is very cool. And as we said, you can mention if you like any of the stuff you've heard, folks, and how can you not? Go to Kat's website. There's links right to her, right to iTunes and Amazon and all that kind of stuff, or just go to iTunes and put in Kat McCreary. How about that? You can do that as well. And pick them up. Very, very important. Yeah, definitely. So let's, I'm looking at the time, and we've been sitting here talking and everything. Let's play the last track. This is How Good Night Used to Be, and then we'll come back and we'll say our good nights and all that. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Here it is, folks. This is Kat McCreary, How Good Night Used to Be.
Caught me off guard. Boy, I didn't know what to do with my heart. And your affection wasn't very clear. It's hard to say when you don't stand near. And I miss those calls late at
to Kat McCreary. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music.
Remember asking, boy, what's wrong? Honey, I'm gonna be honest, we just don't get along. I couldn't help it, no, I couldn't change it.
What a voice. I love it. Kat
Thank
McCreary.
You.
Yeah. Just really good. Now, as a vocalist, Kat, do you do special, like, do you, like, go around your house, like, going, me, 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 and all that kind of stuff?
I do. And... Not going to
really?
Lie, I do. In the car, around my house, whenever I have a chance to warm up for the day.
Nice. Nice. And the big question everybody wants to know, do you sing in the shower? That's the, do singers do
I
that?
Don't. I don't.
No,
I hate to
waiting.
Break everyone's hearts, but I do not sing in the shower as a singer.
I gotcha. Just so everybody knows, I do sing in the shower, and I'm not a singer, and it's very evident when I sing in the shower just how much not a singer I am. All the frogs outside start croaking. It's dogs are howling. It's terrible. Very, very good. You know, I had so much fun having you on the show tonight, Kat. Just outstanding.
Oh, thank you. So did I.
Yeah. You're just so much fun. I love the music, and you're just such a neat person. Folks, again, get over to her website and check that out. We have a link up, katmccreary.com. And keep an eye. And when you're there, on the top of her page on the left-hand side are all the social media. You know, Kat grew up with a cell phone in her hand, I pretty much imagine, knowing her age and whatnot. So she's on every social media platform known to man.
I am
on everything. You know, follow her boards on Pinterest. I'm kidding. I don't know if she's on Pinterest.
I'm on Pinterest.
But this one.
Got to have a pin board.
I'm telling you, I am too.
How else are you going to organize your thoughts if you don't have a Pinterest?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It's you know, it's funny, speaking of Pinterest, I used to look before the show because I'd get all ready and I'm all set, you know, before the show. And usually I'm about 10 minutes before the show. I'm all good to go. And I shouldn't say that because people call in early. But regardless, I just want to answer the phone. But I used to look at Facebook before the show, and I would get so worked up and all, you know, I just can't do it, especially this time of year with the election and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So my girlfriend said, man, look at Pinterest. You always get so happy and relaxed when you look at Pinterest. I'm like, okay, so that's what I do. That's my little ritual before every show.
Hey, yeah, I love Pinterest.
A 1,051,000 things to do with power.
Right. So many different things to do that you never dreamed of before, apparently.
Exactly. Apparently, yes. Very, very true. Well, hey, I've had so much fun tonight. And folks, like I said, like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff on all the social media. That way you can keep up to date with what's going on with Kat. And very, very cool. Now, this show will be converted to a podcast. This will be out on all the various social media platforms, including Pinterest, here in about an hour and a half. Might be a little longer, might be sooner. Yeah, yeah. But it will be tonight. It'll be out there and on iTunes. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past. We really appreciate you listening. Do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. Okay, now we've got a little bit of a break coming up again, folks. I had a crazy schedule, and we got the CMAs and all that happening this week. So, they do a national, I should say, I'm part of this big organization of people. A lot of the guests, it was hard to get guests this week because everybody's at the CMAs. And I had a bunch of stuff to do, man. So anyway, we will be back next Monday. And I know everybody's going, man, you just had a vacation. Well, I'm having another mini one. I got to catch up from the vacation on all the paintings. That's the reality. That's really what's going on. So we will be back Monday with a fantastic electronic synth pop band out of San Francisco called Beautiful Machine. So be sure to tune into that. If you like cool kind of dancey club music, that's the place to be. We will see you then. Have a great week, everybody. And, Kat, you too. Just keep doing and, you know, pet those dogs
Thank
for
you.
Me.
Thank you. Thanks
and...
for having me.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I almost forgot, folks.
It was a lot of
folks.
Fun.
Tonight's episode was sponsored by Chasing Your Dream Radio. Tom and the fine folks over there, we have a link to that as well. It's an online radio station. Check that out. They play a lot of Kat McCreary too, as well. So there you go. We will see everybody next week. Have a good night,
Bye.
Kat.
Thanks, you too.
Bye, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.